Here we go from Amrityaka.
सहस्रमूर्धा विश्वात्मा सहस्राक्षसहस्रपाद आवर्तनो निवृत्तात्मा संवृत्तसंभ्रमार्दनः अहः संवर्तको वह्निरनिलो धरणीधरः सुप्रसादः प्रसन्नात्मा विश्वविश्वभुद्भिः सत्कर्ता सकृतः साधुर्जन्मनारायणो नरः असंख्येयो प्रमेयात्मा विशिष्टशिष्टकृच्छुचिः सिद्धार्थ सिद्धसंकल्प सिद्धिदसिद्धसाधनः वृषाही वृषभो विष्णु वृषपर्वा वृषोदरः वर्धनो वर्धमानश्च विविक्तश्रुतिसागरः सुभुजो दुर्धरो वाग्मी महेन्द्रो वसुतो वसुः नैकरूप बृहद्रूप श्रीविश्वप्रकाशनः ओजस्तेजोद्युतिधर प्रकाशात्मा प्रतापनः तृप्तस्पर्शाक्षरो मन्त्रश्चन्द्रांशुभासराजिः अमृतांशुर्भवो बाणं शशबिन्दुसुरेश्वरः औषधं जगतं सेतुं सत्यधर्मपराक्रमः भूतभव्यभवन्नाथ पवनपावनो नलः कामः कामकृत्कान्त काम कामप्रदप्रभुः युगादिभिर्युगावर्तौ नैकमायो महाशनः अदृश्यो व्यक्तरूपश्च सहस्रचिदनन्तचित् विशिष्टचिश्रेष्ठचिदानन्देन क्रोधः क्रोधकृत्कर्ता विश्वबाहुर्महीधरः
अचित्य विष्णुसहस्रनाम वर्स् 3:15 क्रोधकृत्कर्ता So now, this, as we'll see, this word, this nama can be taken as two namas, so Krodakrit and Karta, that would be two. Krodakrit and Karta, two namas. Mm-hmm. Or it can be taken as one compound. So first we're going to do it as two namas, I think. So repeat after me. Krodam Karoti iti Krodakrit.
Krodam Karoti iti Krodakrit.
Okay, so this. Krodam Karoti.
Krodam Karoti.
He creates the anger. Mm-hmm. Krodam is anger. Mm-hmm. So Krodam Karoti, he makes the anger, Ishwara. Ishwara is the creator of Krodha. He mm-hmm. creates the anger. So Krodam Karoti iti Krodakrit. Okay? So Swamiji say he causes the anger. So you can do either way. He causes the anger because the anger itself belongs to the creation. It exists in the creation. So there has to be a creator of that anger and the laws that bring about the anger. So Bhagavan's laws are there which can manifest, cause the manifestation of anger. So if you say he causes the anger, literally says he's the maker of the anger, right? He's the one who creates the anger, because he's the creator of the whole creation.
So the jiva doesn't make the anger.
Well, let's go on a little bit. It's not your fault, yeah. You're saying.
I love it. Krodham Karoti also be translated that he is angry. He's doing anger.
He's angry, you can say. He makes angry, he's angry. Perfect, yeah. But in this case, it's different.
It means, yeah.
So krodham karoti iti krodakrit. Okay? So he's the one who causes or is the creator of the anger. Mm-hmm. It exists, the idea is that it exists because he's the creator of the creation. In the creation there exists the production of anger, right? Anger is a product. So he's the creator, really, in the end, of that anger. So then, we take krodha krit as one nama, and then karta as the other. So then he says, kriyate iti karma. What is created? That which is created. This is a bhavi priyoga, it's a passive. Kriyate, it is created. What is created? Iti karma. So, karma. If taking the word karma and breaking it down to its verbal form, it's, you know, the verb from which it comes, he puts it now in the passive. Actually, any nama, you can see it, the verb in the active or in the passive, right? Or in the causal. So it depends on how you break the word, what form of the verb that you use to break it. It can be as the karta or the karma. Mm-hmm. Anyway. So here he says, kriyate iti karma. So that which is made, that is karma. So karma is a product, is the idea. So then he says, the jagat is made. That's the idea. Kriyate iti karma. That which is made is the karma. That which is produced, that which is created, is the karma. The jagat is created. The jagat is a product. Jagat means the universe, the world. Tasya karta, 1-1, he is the karta of that, right? Mm-hmm. So they're looking at the jagat itself as a karma, to something which has been created by Ishwara. If it's been created by Ishwara, then Ishwara is the karta, that's 1-1. The karta is the creator, the maker of that. Tasya karta, he is the creator of that, the jagat. Because the jagat is a karma. The karma is something which is produced. In the end, who produces the jagat? Only Ishwara. Okay? So the jagat comes from Bhagavan. So that's the second. So you have these two names, krodha krit, the one who is the karta, right? The one who brings about the anger, is the creator of the anger. Right? In the end, he's the creator of the anger. He's the karta of the anger. Because it exists in the creation. Right? It can be produced through the laws of the creation. If the laws of the creation weren't there to produce anger, there would be no anger. That's the idea. So it all goes back to Ishwara. So that which is created, that which is made, kriyate iti karma, that is a karma. Jagat tasya karta. So Bhagavan is the jagat is a karma, because the jagat is created, is produced. So of that jagat, tasya means of that jagat, karta. He is the karta of the jagat. Okay, so that's the meaning, right? We take krodha krit as the first nama, and then karta as the creator. So it goes like this. He's the creator of the jagat, therefore krodha, he is the creator of krodha, because krodha is something that exists within the laws of the jagat that can be produced. Mm-hmm. That's the idea, why these two are together. See it? Mm-hmm. So now, let's look at the next one, the next nama. Krodha kritam.
Krodha kritam.
Daityadinam.
Daityadinam.
Karta.
Karta.
Chedakaha.
Chedakaha.
Iti ekam.
Iti ekam.
Va nama.
Va nama.
So when that end, it says that iti ekam va nama. Or va. Ekam, one name, or it is one name. Mm-hmm. Okay, the whole thing is one name. So mm-hmm. Ekam means one, nama means name, va, or ekam nama, it is one name, not two. Okay, So here it says, Krodha Kritam, from Krodha Krit, this is 6-3, genitive plural. Daityadinam, 6-3, genitive plural. So for the daityas are like demons, asuras. For asuras, etc., like the asuras, the rakshasas, or even a human who has those asuric qualities, like that can rise in us.
Trump.
You can be an asura. Sometimes we're asuras.
Part-time asuras.
Sometimes you're rakshasas. Unfortunately.
Part-time without benefits.
Yeah. Because you have to remember, that's why I keep saying this, but in the Bhagavad Gita, chapter 16, 17, and the first part of 18, go through tons of verses describing the asuras, the rakshasa asuras. This is, these ways of behavior, these attitudes, are rakshasa. Mm-hmm. They're asuric. They belong to the rakshasas. Mm-hmm. As long as you will say, we're not doing this you should take these as values. Mm-hmm. Bhagavan is going through and saying all of these things of how you're not supposed to be. And so by labeling them and understanding them, when those asuric tendencies, because all of us have that, we're sattva, rajas, and tamas, it's not like you're a devata. If you're a devata, you have a sattva upadhi, primarily sattva. You don't have to deal with the rakshasa and asuric tendencies. But in this bhuloka, it's 50-50 punya and papa. The rajas and tamas will arise. So that's
universal, right?
Yeah, it is, absolutely. I mean, for humans, you have all three. And so the idea for these chapters is that as these come up, you recognize them.
I could be.
Okay, so the daityadinam, for the daityas, for the asuras, rakshasas, and for us who have these tendencies, we become asuric or like a rakshasa when we rise up and we're acting that out. So he says, Krodha Kritam, Daityadinam, for the asuras, rakshasas, etc., genitive plural, who are, in this case, Krodha Kritam, who are made angry, who are caused to become angry. Okay? So that's how that krit is taken. For those who are made angry, so those who are angered, karta, Bhagavan is the karta, and here karta, as one, comes from krit. Krit as the verbal form, meaning to cut. To cut. So he says for karta, chedakaha, the one who cuts, slices, destroys. So iti ekam balnama, thus taking as one name, Bhagavan the karta, Bhagavan Ishwara, as the karta, is the one who cuts through the daityas who have been made angry, or who destroys the daityas, the asuras, or those asuric tendencies.
How does he do that, say, in the point of view of our asuric tendencies?
Let me read what he says, okay? He says that Krodha Karta, we're taking it as one nama now. So he says, can be taken as one nama. Those asuras or asura-like people who take to adharma get angry with people who are committed to dharma and therefore refuse to come along with them. Okay? Which is so interesting. we experience that, right? I mean, if you don't smoke, you're not a smoker.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And everybody smokes. They don't really want you to be around because
you remind them.
If you're not an alcoholic and you're amidst alcoholics, they don't necessarily want you to be part of them. Or if they gossip and you don't gossip, then they don't want you there. You know, so they reject you. That's the idea. So,
like oil and water.
Yeah. So here it says, they refuse to come along. They get angry with people who are committed to dharma and therefore refuse to come along with them. Mm-hmm. Hence, these people are Krodha Krits, The word karta, derived from the verbal word krit, means one who cuts or destroys, right? As Krota Kritam Karta, the destroyer of the Asura-like people, he is Krota Krit Karta. That's all he says about it.
What doesn't answer how if we have Asura-like tendencies, how Bhagavan...
Well, the only way that comes to mind to answer that is another name for Bhagavan is Janardana. Mm-hmm. Janardana means the one who punishes the poppies, mm-hmm. people who, the Adharmis or the poppies.
I see.
And so I think that is actually how we learn. Any Adharma that you fall into, you are punished by that, by your own Ashanti, your own isolation. All of this is caused by any type of Adharma.
Right.
So he's the one that, you know, cuts through that.
Yeah.
And so it's a way of destroying your Adharmic tendencies.
By making you feel bad.
Terrible.
That's true.
It's so true. It's so awful
that
you change. You know, it can take, obviously, it can take infinite lifetimes to change. I mean, up to this point, you know, we're still working on it. Okay, but we do learn. We do learn.
And does he help with that change and learning?
Yeah,
By making
you feel terrible. It's like kind of like if you put your hand in fire, it makes you really hurt. So you don't do that very often.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
On the other hand, you know that when you do Dharma, you're so deeply rewarded by that in terms of your shanti. Mm-hmm. Because when you're within Dharma, your being, your existence is one with Ishwara. There's no rub. Because that's why Swamiji often say Ishwara is Dharma.
Mm-hmm.
You know? So in the worship of Ishwara, that Ishwara Arpana Buddhi, it's really your commitment to Dharma is your commitment to Ishwara, where Dharma always comes first. It's like saying Bhagavan Ishwara always comes first.
Mm-hmm.
Especially when you recognize that Ishwara's being is a manifestation of Dharma.
Mm-hmm.
And Adharma is the Jiva. Jiva Srishti comes out of the Jiva Srishti, not out of Bhagavan. So Jiva Srishti, Jiva's creation, is all of this creating so many rubs, but in the creating of those rubs, we learn, slowly but surely.
I was curious if it also might have to do with the fact that Ishwara is the maker and the destroyer of anger, that anger is like mitya in that it is connected to time, and so it dissipates. It, like, he can take it away just as easily as he can create it.
Creation is mitya, but the one thing that I relate to in what you're saying there, because it's punya and papa are both equally mitya. The whole thing is mitya.
Yeah.
But then the jiva srishti is like a mitya and mitya, right? In a sense. I mean, because it's the Jiva's projection upon Ishwara.
Yeah.
But one thing that, so related to that, is what we say, that Dharma always wins, no matter what. It's just that time goes very slowly. But Dharma will always be the victor, because Dharma is Ishwara, and the other is all Jiva Srishti.
Mm.
And so that's like a mitya, it's like a projection upon the reality within Mitya of Ishwara. So that kind of reminds me of what you're saying.
Yeah, like it shuts the projection down in a way. Like, well, it outshines.
I would say it outshines, outlasts the projection. Yeah, that's nice. We'll do just one more, okay? Then we're going to do Sanskrit.
Yeah.
What?
You know, usually when you get angry, you blame yourself for it. Now we're trying to mollify that, right, by this understanding.
Well, in a way, we even do meditations on that, where if you look at anger as a product, it's an effect. We tend to think there's only one cause to this effect. There's this one thing made me angry. But actually, if you sit with it, there are streams and streams and streams of causes that go beyond you. It's you and the other and the situation, and you're going way back into your past. There's many streams that come in to the production of that anger.
Yeah.
And the anger actually is something that rises from the unconscious. It's something that's produced. You can say, okay, I'm going to be angry now. You know, you can pretend, but for real anger, it has to rise from the unconscious, and then many streams coming in, causal relations coming into the production of that. And so our kartritvam, in a sense, has to do with how we respond to it. How do we work with that anger? How do we neutralize the anger? How do we behave toward the anger in such a way that we dissipate the anger or we outgrow the anger? You know, that's where our comes in. Let me do one more verse.
One more name.
One more nama. One more name, then I would like to do Sanskrit, okay? Because otherwise we won't have time for it. Vishwabahuhu.
Vishwabahuhu.
Vishwesham.
Vishwesham.
Alambanatvena.
Alambanatvena.
Vishwe.
Vishwe.
Bahavah.
Bahavah.
Asyeti.
Asyeti.
Asya iti.
Asya iti.
Va.
Va.
Vishwabahuhu.
Vishwabahuhu.
So here, Vishwabahuhu, bahu is an arm. So when this is a bahuvrihi, it's in the masculine, one masculine nominative singular, because it's a bahuvrihi. But when you break the bahuvrihi compound, you can break it as singular, dual, plural. So here, if I break it, the Vishwa means many, or not, it doesn't mean many, it means all. So Vishwani in the plural, the one who has many arms, or whose arms are everywhere. Vishwa means that which pervades everything, or that which is like sarva. It's another like sarva. That which, for whom all the arms are his arms. That's the idea. That's one meaning. So if we look at it like this, if we take it just the one who has hands everywhere, Shankara says, Vishwe Sham Alambanatvena. Alambana means that which supports or holds, right? Or sustains. So if I say Vishwe Sham Alambanatvena, Vishwe Sham is 6-3. Then Alambanatvena is 3-1. Okay? So because of being the Alambana, the one who is sustaining, holding, supporting, so the one who is the support, Vishwe Sham, for everything or for all beings. Vishwe Sham, for all that is, for all beings. Vishwe Sham, Alambanatvena. So because of being the support, you can take Vishwa as universe also. You know, also take it as universe. So the one who is the, but it's in the plural here. So the one who is the support of all the lokas, of all beings, of all the lokas are of all beings. You can take either way. So then, because of that, Vishwe is 3-3, is 1-3, being declined in this case as a pronoun. The pronoun declension is different than nominal or adjectival declensions in just 4 or 5 different ways. So Vishwe is the 1-3. Vishwe and Bahavah is 1-3 also. Nominative plural. So,
three?
Many arms. Many arms. For him. For him, there are many arms. Countless arms. For him, there are countless arms. Itiva Vishwa Bahuhu. So, the one who has countless, limitless arms, you know, that's one meaning. Or the one who is the Alambana of the whole creation, means through all of his. It's an image. He has hands everywhere, holding the whole universe up as the Alambana Adhishtana. Right? So that's the meaning of Vishwabahuhu. His hands are everywhere because in this entire universe, wherever there are hands, all of them are only the hands of Parameshwara. That's one of the meanings. Okay, let's stop here so we can do the Sanskrit. Okay.